Last week, Ryan Gosling was on a speaking tour in London. He was promoting something he called The Device. Ryan uses The Device at his commercial laundry in Avalon, a town on Catalina Island. The device cuts water use by 75%. That's important when you run a business that uses millions of gallons of water on an island suffering from a drought, a really severe drought.
What I'll do is I'll take you through as the laundry moves through.
Catalina Laundry sits by the water at the end of a lonely one-lane road. It looks like the lab of a mad scientist obsessed with sheets and towels.
This pump will run 50 seconds.
There are rows of washers and energy-efficient dryers. Ryan showed me a tangle of pipes and pumps that he's been using to reclaim water for 25 years. And then, there it was. The device.
This is the first true innovation in washing technology, probably in 60 to 80 years.
I had imagined it would look like R2-D2. Not quite.
It looks like we're washing with oatmeal when you look at that in here. Really kind of looks a little strange.
It turns out the device is just a really huge washing machine filled with a bunch of beads.
Now this is a load of napkins from, it looks like, the Avalon Grill. And it just started its cycle.
It's pretty cool. The machine is made by a British company called Xeros. There are over a million white beads inside. They're about the size of a lentil and made of polystyrene. And they're rolling around with the napkins and just a little bit of soap and water. A Xeros promotional video calls them a million tiny hands.
The whole process of doing laundry has become a science.
After the wash cycle, the napkins will be rinsed twice. First with water that Ryan reclaims on site. He does the last rinse with fresh water he buys from Southern California Edison, Catalina's utility company. Ryan is an engineer by trade, and you can tell.
Usually the average washer in a home, so you're looking at about 3 gallons of water per pound of laundry you put in. Catalina Laundry, because of its industrial size, was down to 2 gallons. Then when we put in the water reclamation system, it took it down to requiring 1 gallon of potable water. My Xeros machine is using 1 quart of water per pound.
1 quart. That's less than 10% of the water used by your household washer. Ryan's laundry is squeezing every spare drop of water out of its operations. For almost 2 years, Edison has mandated that islanders cut their water use by 25%. Catalina can't draw from mainland rivers, so when reservoirs run low, locals take shorter showers, restaurants stop serving tap water, some hotels might have to close for a few days. Ryan doesn't have to deprive himself or his clients, though. Between his laundry infrastructure and water-saving gadgets at home, he has managed to stay below the ration limits without changing his lifestyle.
I'm immune from the rationing. And I've been working with Edison to make sure that my clients and myself are protected from these mandates.
Ryan has a lot of clients. He estimates that he washes linens for about a third of the island's hotels, including one of his own. After touring the facility, he calls a cab, and we head downtown to the Avalon Hotel, which he owns with his wife.
Sell a hotel room.
A Carnival cruise ship is unloading, and hundreds of tourists spill into shops and restaurants along the shore.
Sometimes it gets a little too crowded in the summertime, but that's what a tourist destination is all about.
So do you like the tourists?
They pay all my bills. Actually, they pay everybody's bills here.
We pull up to the hotel. It's nice.
In 2008, TripAdvisor named the Avalon Hotel as one of the top 10 romantic getaways in the United States.
And it isn't cheap. Rooms run almost $500 a night. You get what you pay for, though, at least in terms of water.
With the laundry plant being able to save water, I don't have to impose on my guests for shortening their stays or making their stays more miserable. My guests are provided with 2 bath sheets, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. This particular room we're in has 10 pillows in it.
A letter next to the 10 pillows invites guests to help save water.
Do some of them just luxuriate and hang out in the 40-gallon soaking tubs? Yeah, but they paid to be able to do that. I think the people that live in Avalon do owe it to the visitors to do everything they can to save water so that the visitors can come here and enjoy our island. And I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this.
He says some people in Avalon might object to the idea that residents should keep tightening their belts. As the drought gets worse, though, more people are turning to Rock's high-efficiency machines.
Will the drought continue to send more and more people to me? I would hope so.
Is the drought good for your business?
It's been better. It's been pretty good.
Despite his efficiency, there is one area of his hotel where Rock splurges a little. We walk out to his koi pond. A dozen fat orange and yellow fish splash over to greet us. I've never met a fish that reminded me so much of a puppy.
These are our koi, and we raise them to feed from our hands.
I reach my hand in, and they slurp my fingers.
A weird feeling.
These cute little guys here, I didn't want to euthanize them if I couldn't keep the pond full.
Of all the Avalon's guests, the koi may have the best setup. The water in their pond, it's imported from the mainland. On Catalina Island, I'm Elisa Escarce.